The following podcast contains strong language, graphic violence, Jay Baruchel, and a lot of dragons. Viewer discretion is advised. When we crack this mountain open, all hell is going to break loose.
In me undies.
Four guys and a movie. Four guys and a movie. Don't I, Brian Roberts, you're reviewing movies for the show. Four guys and a movie.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Four Guys in a Movie, the podcast about movies, snacks, and all things nerdy. Brian was laughing, so now I'm laughing because I don't know what he was laughing about. I'm Rob. I've got host duties. And joined with me are these Scottish Vikings.
Tony the Vest.
Brian.
Brick up.
Cockle out.
I was not ready today. I'm just Joe. He's not ready for brick up and cockle out.
No one ever can, man.
Yeah. Especially a brick up. You're never ready for those.
Yeah, if you're experiencing brick up or cockle out, see a doctor immediately.
All hell has already broken loose in Bricks on these, by the way.
Yes. It's a shit extravaganza here today.
I made a boomer.
Yeah. So, speaking of boomers, we watched How to Train Your Dragon from the year of...
Our Lord.
Okay.
2010?
2010.
Thank you.
There's like five of them, so like...
Well, yeah, I was just waiting to see if he was going to attempt it or not.
I knew it was 2000-something.
No, I think four?
There's three. There was an animated series. Yeah, there was
just going to be a live action short one coming, I guess.
Fuck everything.
Really? I think there were four actual movies.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't remember if it was three or four, but
sure.
Anyway,
I was trying to find what platform had it, and I couldn't find the 2010 version until I went to Amazon Prime.
Who here has seen this film before?
I think we saw it all together at your apartment.
That could very well be.
I've seen it a few times.
I saw it on my own.
I saw it in the theater.
Special.
Yeah, I've seen it too many times to remember.
Yeah. Yeah, Tony, tell us about this movie.
All right. You already covered some of that. But so it was directed by Chris Sanders and Dean DeBolis. I don't know how you say it. Who directed Lilo and Stitch.
Really?
That's kind of it.
The hell you say.
Yeah. Well, and I guess Chris Sanders went on to direct The Croods and Call of the Wild.
Hey, you know.
Yeah.
You know.
Get that CGI going.
Why not?
Based on a book, although it has like almost nothing to do with the book other than the very base plot line.
Really nothing.
Yeah, it is very different.
I think the dragon designs are kind of from the book, aren't they? The kind of goofy, bug-eyed looking
dragons. I think some of that might be based on it, but I know like Toothless looks nothing like that in the book.
Okay.
That was all.
Yeah, because they were like, it doesn't look quite enough like Stitch. a little more Stitch.
Please. That was probably an inspiration, but they also used like newts and certain geckos.
Axolotls.
Cats.
Yeah, it was basically an axolotl with wings.
And yes, it's mannerism-wise a bit more cat. Mm-hmm. Originally, I guess it was going to be a dog, but then somebody had a cat, so they were like...
They were like, fuck dogs.
Cat dog.
Yeah. I went through half of this, and now I'm just trying to find where I was.
You're supposed to memorize
that fart smell still, so I'm probably just...
Where's the other candle?
They're all...
It's behind me now.
Okay, they're all lit.
Better position.
Yeah.
It's too far away.
Apparently, Toothless hesitation in the touch scene was actually an error on the animation part, but they were like, that actually looks perfect, so we're just going to go with that.
But you're fired.
Yeah. And some of, I believe, was it? Oh, The Terrible Terrors apparently is.
Ready.
The Terrible Terrors are apparently ready.
We were warned.
Yes. No, but they were voiced by a famous YouTube chihuahua.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
I don't know what the Terrible Terror
is. The tiny ones?
The
compies.
Okay.
I guess somebody was watching a video of some chihuahua, and like they were like, that's the perfect noise, so...
I mean,
it works.
No wonder they all wanted Taco Bell.
Wow. I want to guess.
They breathe fire.
How much money this movie cost to make?
$90 million.
2010 years?
A Honda Puss.
I'm going to go $101 million.
You son of a bitch.
$110
million. $120?
Good idea. So $165.
It's hard to tell with animated movies because like it could be anywhere.
Right, especially when it's like the first in a franchise. Yeah. You're like,
Oh, plus then you have things that really throw you off, like Food Fight, where it's like, there's no way it costs that much.
Yeah, I have not seen it, thankfully.
Well, part of the problem is like they made it and then lost it and then made it again. So like it cost a ton more money than it should have. Want to guess how much money like this movie cost or made?
Wait, I think it's more important that Brian be caught up on Food Fight. I think if you haven't seen Eva Longoria as a Nazi,
if we're gonna watch Predator again, we could show Brian Food Fight.
No,
Predator's worth watching. Whenever.
You can watch Predator.
I think we're all good at watching Predator. Food Fight, not so much.
We should have like an annual Carl Weathers Memorial Predator viewing.
I'm okay with that.
Lou Gossett passed today.
Luke, really?
Yeah, wow. Chappy.
Dang, this episode he's a little bit
Jesus yet. Now.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna say $350 million.
I'm gonna say
$400.
$450. $460. $500. So close, but it was $495.
Okay, all right, it's good.
Huh. Again, I wasn't sure.
You
never know.
You guys were doing good. It just like it would just need to be that little bit higher that you keep raising each other to.
Well, the price is right.
Like, everybody liked this movie. It was critically acclaimed. Oh, yeah. Like, but sometimes it's still, you know, like I'm also trying to translate to.
Oh, wow. Like, so the original books, it wasn't just that they were goofy images. They're just bad. Illustration.
Okay. So I thought like the drawings and stuff they show during the ending credits were like.
I kind of thought that too, but I haven't actually read the book, so I don't know.
Okay. I just Googled it.
Yeah, that's just fair.
Bad.
We'll get into that.
Yeah, we will. But first, we got to get into some snacks. And what better way to do it than in the Wayback Machine? All the way back to the year of what year did Zagnut bars come out? Anybody want to Google that shit real quick?
I have no idea.
John, you already got your phone at the ready. Brian has gifted us with Zagnut bars.
I was trying to find Abba Zabba's, but I couldn't. So
back when candy could only have three ingredients max. This is crunchy peanut butter toasted coconut. So already you're up against... Up against it.
According to Wikipedia, introduced 1930.
Okay. Wow. That's not that as old as a lot. I thought, to be honest.
And what are the odds these are from then?
I mean, they have nutrition facts on them, so probably we're all right.
No, yeah, they have expiration dates.
I mean, I'm assuming they're newer because there's no racism on the logo.
No. Are you sure?
It's not obvious one.
Oh, yeah.
Let me put some on there real quick.
What exactly is...
Yeah, you have to... You have to...
That is true. It could be in the name.
Yeah, it could be a slur.
Hold the wrapper up to the light and you'll see.
Tony, stop sticking around, you Zagnut. Right.
Someone break me off a piece of theirs.
Oh, this is weird looking.
Yeah.
They are... Oh, they don't look like edible.
Very, very animal treat. Look to it.
It is very sticky to hold.
Yes.
Yeah.
So my.
It looks like it had been in Brian's pocket the entire time he was carrying them over here.
May have. We don't know. I don't ask these questions.
Stop farting!
What is happening?
I know I'm the one who usually is farting a place up, but damn.
Wait, do we just fall for your trap? Like, you wait till we all have some of this freaking Zagnut in our mouth, and then you fart? Like, one for each of us? So, this is some kind of a plan?
John, you don't have a whole one.
I just opened it.
Yeah, that's not good.
I don't mind it.
It's not, I don't taste the coconut that
at
much.
At all.
Sorry, also, I'm chewing directly into the microphone. Sorry.
I mean, usually that's our job, Rob.
I know. I'm trying to get better about it.
It is like a peanut butter Butterfinger without any chocolate.
Yeah. It's coated the inside of my teeth like I'm picking it off with my tongue now.
Yeah.
There's shrapnel on the loose.
Apparently a columnist from this is again according to Wikipedia.
Sure.
A columnist in the Des Moines Register compared it to a Rose Art crayon. saying no one would ever purposely choose a
Zephyr. I want to know how many crayons this motherfucker is eating.
Yeah, he can tell difference in crayons by brand.
Those are Rose Art.
Specifically, that's a Rose Art crayon. Right,
that's real, though.
Not even a Crayola.
Well, his Rose Art really has some sand in it.
Yeah, I don't...
Yeah, for me, it's like if you swapped or took a Butterfinger and swapped out chocolate for coconut. Mm-hmm. So it is a downgrade, but I'm all right with that.
If you're allergic to chocolate, though.
I'm sorry.
There's plenty of other,
What are you doing with your life?
Honestly, though, I would use this as like ice cream toppings.
I can totally see that.
That would work out.
Absolutely. But now I have coconut in my teeth, and I'm mad about it.
It's not like it's not what gross or anything, but it's definitely not impressing me in any way.
It's not a crunch bar. So.
You know what I could see,
though? It's not a crunch bar. The ultimate tabula rasa.
If you put this in like a s'mores, like a graham cracker and some chocolate because it needs it, and then this for the extra crunch, I could see that being a good thing.
You could do that. You could do lots of things.
Or you could just buy candy that's good.
I don't need Zagnut bar in my life. I'm glad it's hard to find.
But I was feeling old and I saw it.
I'm glad you did because like I think it's important that we if we're gonna be fat, we should learn the history of fatness.
We tried it, so learned from the
mistakes of history.
Yeah.
By repeating them.
So what else is on the dock? We're doing the Oreos here.
Well, what does everyone grade that as? Because like I'm gonna say when you know Butterfinger can definitively say it's better than you, I can't go higher than D.
I was going with a C minus myself.
Maybe C minus. Butterfinger, I put it like C.
Like it didn't make me angry. Other than the coconut in my teeth, it's making me actively angry. But that's a coconut problem. That's not a Zagnut problem so much. But I go with a C minus for me.
That sounds the right area. Like again, because I'm not a big fan of coconut, so I could easily go D. But I could do C.
Look, if we had a president who had C average at whatever school Bush went to. We can have a C candy bar, so it's all right.
You know, the sad thing is, my first thought was, which person is he talking about for a moment?
Yeah, I was like, that's probably all of them.
Yeah, there's a few of them, at least.
Probably every last one.
I'd give it a D+, mostly because when I opened it, I was like, is there something wrong with it? It's not attractive. It doesn't look finished. It doesn't look like a finished product. Yeah.
That's actually I agree with Brick on this. Don't expect that to happen a lot.
What we got, John?
I would probably give it a D. Like it's not garbage. Like I'm not gonna throw it in the garbage can like I would an almond joy.
You throw that in my mouth.
Exactly, garbage.
I'm now just picturing
that one, Brick.
I'm picturing that scene from RoboCop, but it's a Butterfinger, and then the toxic waste goes on him, and then it's a Zagnut when it comes out.
You know what? I would hit that with my SLX 6000.
All right. So ultimately, I think we averaged to
C minus, D plus.
Yeah. All right.
So Cheerios.
Yeah, so next up we have churro flavored Oreos.
Crack that shit open, Tony.
Now, I'm not entirely sure, but I don't think I've ever actually had a churro.
Okay. Well, I'm going to read the description. Oh. You can pass. That's fine. It doesn't matter.
I think Tony knows something we don't, because Tony grabbed two churros.
I know I'm fat.
Just pass it. Once it gets back to me, I'll read it out while you guys are tasting.
I'm going to do it, Tony.
Are you? Oh, that was...
Take the downed one, too.
I see what you're doing now.
Yeah, see, I know I'm not crazy about churros to begin with, so...
Right. So I'm willing to give it a shot.
All right, you boys dig on in.
Smells like graham cracker.
So these are...
It sure does.
Fried dough-flavored cookie, churro-flavored cream with sugar inclusions. It just means it's got sprinkles in them. I'm going to go ahead and crack mine in half.
These are good, dude.
Yeah, I'm good with this.
I think it's eh.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not mad at it, but it's like, eh.
Apparently, it's like a cough. It killed Joe.
Some of your health, Dr.
It's like
Pepper.
A frosted Teddy Graham. Mm.
Yeah.
So, two good, yes. Two bad, one dead. What? Where are you going? Frosted Teddy Graham. It is a frosted Teddy
Graham. I'm putting this at like a B minus C, C plus.
That's about where I was thinking too.
I mean, I'm not over the moon about them.
Mm. I don't like. Yeah. There's like a particulate in the crunch.
That's the sugar.
That's the sugar inclusion.
Yeah, and I inhale the sugar inclusion.
Now you've got to stop inhaling your cookies, Joe.
Now my immune system is in a battle with the cookie.
I know what that reminds me of. It reminds me of maple cookies.
But I'd much rather have a maple cookie.
Yeah, maple cookies are fucking legit. But these
I'd rate this higher than the Zagnut.
Yeah.
But higher. Not by too much to me.
Yeah, this probably would be like on par with, say, the dirt cake Oreos that we tried last time.
I see that.
Yeah.
I'm like solid C on it, I think.
It's probably above the space Oreos.
Yeah, space Oreos was weird.
Yeah.
The pop rocks, whatever.
But yeah. Brick, if you want to take the rest of these home with you.
Oh, you have made me so happy.
I mean, they may not even make it out.
Yeah, I don't know if they're going to. Yeah, I would rate these as an A. Like, these are... These are good.
More power to you. All right, so I think that's it for this week's Fat Chat Test Kitchen. Anything for the food court or no?
I didn't receive any cases. I put out a commendation this week for we got pizza at work, and someone at the pizza place decided that they're just going to make little tiny splotches of fried dough and give you like a thing of powdered sugar to dip them in. And that was a fucking good idea.
Okay. Yeah.
So someone's innovating out there. I like it.
Good job, pizza guy.
Yeah.
That was
Casabianca.
Casabianca. Shout out.
I mean, we're trying to find like food atrocities or food.
Either or.
Either, yeah. Huh.
You can shout out if you want.
Because, I mean, I had crawfish today. I had a crawfish bowl today.
There you go.
You know, I'm feeling all kinds. That's my farts are extra stinky today.
Yeah. You're going to have a Cajun eruption.
Yeah. My bathroom's going to need some help tonight. But.
Taste Cajun flavor.
Your levee's about to bust.
You better hope he makes it home before
your toilet. You're going to have to nickname it Katrina.
Oh, it would be Latrina.
I better hope it doesn't flood.
On that note, last week my girlfriend graduated this leadership program, whatever. We're at the graduation thing for this, and it's catered, so we have food and stuff like that. And so I come in there, and I eat and everything, and then as they're giving dessert and stuff, I knocked over the tray of cookies that they gave to them on the table.
Oh, no.
And whatever, I don't know if it was that anxiety, the anxiety from that or what, my stomach was like,
yeah, I get easily.
Like, get out of here.
Yeah.
And like, they're giving like presentations during that part. Like, so it's quiet except for the one person talking. And all my girlfriend hears, and I'm like, I'm sweating. I'm so scared. I had to drive home so fast, and I just made it home.
Then you started making coffee. Yeah.
That's when you just go, wait, did you guys see that orca whale?
Yeah, somebody playing a whale song?
No, you can't think
don't
of that.
Don't mind me.
I'm so embarrassed.
All your brain can say is, we've been made, get the fuck out of here. Well, yeah, that's true.
Pardon me, I'm just beginning to implode.
I'm so embarrassed.
It's kids in the adult books.
Actually, yeah, now that I think about it, that is... Is that literally like what happened? Like it got silent. You dropped a tray of cookies, then just ran out the door.
No, I didn't run out. I stayed there because I'm in the front, like it's like 20 feet away from me from the person speaking. So like I'm in front of everyone. I stood up and left. I was holding it, hoping that like no one like looks at me.
That would have been the best crop dust. Oh, ever.
Man. Yeah. When you stand up, everyone's gonna be like, "Oh, that's the guy that ruined the cookies. What's he gonna knock over this time?"
It's also gonna suck being the tallest motherfucker. Oh, man. I at least have that going for me. Man. Nobody notices when the gnome so runs out. Right. So hey, this movie. How to Train Your Dragon.
You want to know who's in this movie?
Not really.
Okay. I'm going to tell you.
So anyway. We open up on our audience might want to know.
Yeah. So voice actors, obviously, this being an animated feature. You got Jay Baruchel as Hiccup. Gerard Butler as his dad, Stoic. Christopher Mintz-Plasse as Fishlegs. Craig Ferguson as Gobber. And America Ferrera as Astrid, not American Ferrera.
America.
And Jonah Hill as Snotlout, T.J. Miller as Tough Nut, and Kristen Wiig as Rough Nut. Was that pre-SNL?
I don't think so.
Nah, I don't know.
Josh Gad did the voice of Toothless.
Sure. Wait, really?
No.
Oh.
He did the voice of Muncher Volker in the new Ghostbusters movie, and I'm like, why?
I mean, look at him.
Yeah, but still, like, it doesn't have lines.
George Clooney once played the dog in South Park.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just do
stuff. Just get that paycheck.
I don't blame him for that. I don't blame whoever decided to pay him for that.
I am Groot.
Anyway.
What dog in South Park?
Yeah, but.
Exactly.
A dog.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
In, like, one episode.
Again, that's joking. That's, like, the joke.
Is that Sparky the gay dog?
It might have been, yeah.
I believe so, yeah. The Groot thing, I don't know, that I have questions with that too, but at least those are lines. Muncher thing is just so you can put his fucking name on the poster.
Vin Diesel played the hell out of Groot, though, for that one line.
My name is Hiccup. Mm-hmm. I live on an island.
So yeah, that's how the movie begins.
What set me, it was weird at first for me, because there's all these like Scottish accents or whatever.
Yep.
All the adults have this, and then like he starts speaking, I'm like, this is Jay.
In fairness, though, he doesn't fit in with everybody else.
Well, true.
Well, sort of.
All the kids don't.
Like, apparently you don't get your Scottish accent until you hit 15, I guess.
Not until you kill a dragon.
What it was.
Okay. Once you drink dragon blood,
once you're blooded,
it turns you Scottish. Yeah.
Yeah. Once you're blooded. Throwback. Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we learn about this place called Burke.
It's apparently the only place that exists where the Vikings are Scottish.
Yeah.
You got your Scottish Viking.
Well, Vikings were Scottish.
It's easier
Scottish were Vikings.
It's easier to cast than having your entire movie everybody sounds like the Swedish chef.
I would have preferred that personally.
And could we just change the town to Bork at that point?
Yep.
All right,
well,
so
we're playing, sir.
Yeah. You got your main character, Hiccup, here. He hates living in Burke. The people are all rough and tough.
He just hates living. Who doesn't?
Yeah, and the... you get attacked by dragons all the time. They come, they take your sheep. And we meet the main cast here. You got Hiccup. He's this tiny, scrawny Viking that, like, everyone hates because he's, like, the worst Viking. Then his father is the chief of the village, Stoic the Vast. And then you got his buddy Gobber, the blacksmith. Gobber's missing a hand and a foot. And
gives a mean blowjob.
Oh, he's got. That's what the tooth comes out for.
That's why it's Gobber. Yeah.
Well, because the stone, he'll rock your world. See what I did there?
So. Gobber has a bunch of different hands he can use. Like, one of them's a tankard. He's got, weapons he could attach there. I believe in the Bone Napper video, he has, like, a lute or something that he has on his hand.
I would have appreciated if he had, like, a bandolier of his
hands. That would be pretty awesome.
One of them's a stranger.
It did kind of bother me that, like...
Fleshlight.
One of the things about Hiccup is, like, you know, he's the weirdo because he's more of an inventor type, and they seem to have a problem with that, even though, like, he's got, like, robo hand he's switching out like that. Like,
yeah.
I think it'd be cool with this.
Mm-hmm. So,
what if he wore a kilt and he just kept all the things under the kilt? And you just like reach underneath and grab
make a lot of noise. He'd make a lot of noise.
So
because of the attachments are just his balls clacking around.
Little from column A, little from column B.
Well, one of them's hanging off of his screw. Well, that's where it has to be. Yeah. That's where he stores it.
It's for safekeeping.
So, listeners, hold on.
I just need to get a different hand. You're not switching hands, you perv. Get the fuck out of here.
You've been switching hands for three solid minutes.
So, listeners at home, the spoiler alert now. This is a really good movie, and we're not going to have any real flaws to talk about. It's just going to be us talking about, you know, every character giving each other blowjobs and, you know, storing parts under kilts and whatnot.
That's what we're here for. It's a palate cleanser.
Yep.
Like, legit, I was thinking that while watching it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's, you know, when we rolled this after Bright, I was like, you know what? It's time. It's time.
I mean, I can talk about some
no.
criticisms.
Oh, please.
Save it for
absolutely.
The end.
I can't wait to hear them.
Well, I mean, well, no, you can bring things up as they come. Up. Yeah, yeah, that's what we do. Right.
So we get...
I got a few.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course. Little things, no movie is above reproach.
Yeah.
Save for Predator.
So we got the other kids of the village here are forming like the fire brigade in this dragon attack. You got Fish Legs. He's like the D&D nerd. You got Snotlout, who loves himself. You got Rough Nut and Tough Nut, the twins, who are just terrible.
Does he love himself, or does he just want to bang Astrid and...
Both, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I think his love for himself makes him believe he's entitled to Astrid.
Okay, all right.
Yes.
And then finally there's Astrid, who is the object of Hiccup's affections.
She's Smurfette.
And the most badass one of the group.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's Smurfette? What do you mean?
She's the only girl in the village.
She's not even the only girl in that group.
Yeah.
Who's the other girl?
One of the twins was a
tough
woman.
Nut, I believe.
That explains that line. Okay.
Yeah. Yep. So.
Is this one of your criticisms?
No.
Just to clarify, this is why we question when you have criticisms, because you probably just didn't understand things. Yeah. But anyway.
That you have a driver's license.
Yeah, Hiccup is told he needs to stop being Hiccup. And in this town, your status depends on whether or not you can kill a dragon.
His working name was Fuck Up, but they had to change it for the movie.
That's correct.
I wonder if there are outtakes of that.
there's like one copy of the book somewhere where they didn't change it.
Fuck Up! Get back in there!
No, yeah. I mean, the book, I get, but I'm sure it's not in the book, but I... With that group, somebody had to be, because I was in I guess a lot of the actors voiced their lines together because they tried to get them to, you know, have that energy and do some improv stuff. Mm. So I guarantee there's some outtakes where there's some, you know, F-bombs and stuff.
What the fuck is a somoflage?
Exactly.
So, Shut up, you fuck. We learned there's a bunch of different types of dragons. And the coolest dragon is a Night Fury, and no one's ever killed one of those. And Hiccup wants to be the first to kill one.
No one's ever seen one.
Yeah. They're really fast, and they don't miss. The other dragons breathe fire. The Night Fury has, like, a particle cannon or something.
he's a Zoid.
Yeah, it's like the it's fire, but it has like the blue flame like from a blowtorch.
Yeah. It's a concentrated like fireball that explodes.
A photon torpedo.
Yeah.
This, not to get too far ahead, I guess, but like this does get into one of those things of the dragons have certain rules. Until they don't.
Night Fury doesn't.
not even just the Night Fury, but like they're like all dragons have a certain number of like things they can shoot until it's convenient for them to just go ham and then it's whatever.
Well, that's it because all the other dragons have ammo limits, but the Night Fury, it just shoots as a.
Or maybe he does, but his is in the hundreds for some reason. Yeah. Who knows?
He never misses. So like,
but he shoots a lot.
Well, yeah.
He has like cleave or something. Yeah,
everybody else is stuck with a 10 round magazine.
Yep. Yeah, that one stupid.
He's got a 30 round.
That one stupid boulder dragon thing has like six.
He has an extra roll for every successful
hit. Yeah.
And he has nothing but natural 20s on his.
Yeah, if he destroys his target, he gets his shot back.
Yeah.
That's it. All right, so Hiccup, he's got this like net launching cart that everyone's like, you know, this kid's a fuck up. Why would he do that? Like, that's not a Viking thing to do. Let's fire the catapult at them.
Yeah. That's what I'm
different.
Saying.
It's a
like,
different thing.
Yeah, I know they're trying to do that thing, you know, because he's the inventor, he's the weird one, he's handling things differently, but it's like, he's not that different, and he seems to be helping out, so... Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's a better catapult for catching
it's
shit.
It's like, yeah. You guys presumably know how to aim a catapult, so when he fires this thing, you're like, oh, you just hit that guy, but, like, you would know that you can aim that better, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You just saw it.
Also, if you
can murk a dude,
well, the implication is that he always screws
it's
up.
It's more than anything he touches goes wrong.
Well, he does suck.
Makes me wonder, if that in that way he's hurting the village because he could have like introduced the ballista a while ago, but you know, he just fucked it up when it was time, and now they're all like, no,
yeah,
none of
this
that.
Seems to be what it is basically.
The ideal weapon to fight these dragons, we just don't have it. All right, so. Now, he's got his net launcher cart. It's pretty cool. It fires a bolo. He hits the Night Fury, and it crashes down somewhere on the island. And then a nightmare shows up. And the nightmare dragon's pretty cool, because it can light itself on fire.
Looks dumb as shit, but yeah.
It's got a bad case of the underbite.
Yeah, well, all right, let's get... How do we feel about the general designs of these dragons? And, like, do you have a favorite, a worse...
I guess the Night Fury is...
I mean, that's obviously the best
one. The big one at the end is decent.
Yeah, that one's
the
cool.
Alpha Dragon, cool. Yeah, was pretty badass.
But all the other ones are just goofy looking.
So, I mean, they are a little goofy.
Yeah.
I know...
I don't really like the overall designs done, but I understand why. It was so that the dragons that were... The good dragons were not scary to the kids watching...
Gotta sell those toys.
Movie.
But yeah, like.
Were there toys? Like
I'm sure. Yeah,
eventually. Yeah. I don't think there were really with the first one.
I think so.
I'm sure.
Just because
there was a lot of toys.
Okay. I feel like I saw like the Night Fury, like the Toothless toys, but I don't think I ever saw the other one.
Yeah, I think for the most part, that's what you got.
Okay.
If I remember the second movie, they start introducing some cooler ones. Like, I think Stoic's Dragon was pretty awesome.
Well, yeah, like, they even. A lot of the ones in the other movies we even see as drawings in this book, but, you know, I guess you had to save something for later.
Yeah.
The Whispering Death, which is. This one over here.
He's not whispering anymore.
Well, part of the reason I brought that up, though, is the nightmare one is the one that bothers me the most because it's so close to just being a dragon. But then they were just like, let's put the eyes in the wrong spot. Like, it bugs me.
The bone knobber was weird because it's like, what is that?
Well, there's a whole little
explained
skeletal
in other,
dragon.
Yeah. There's a short film about that. It's quite fun.
Mm.
Yeah. What you would call it. So Hiccup, he goes back to like the blacksmith shop. Oh, no. The nightmare shows up and the nightmare's gonna kill him and he's you know, he's breathing fire, but Stoic shows up and Stoic, you know, he makes the dragon shoot fire a little bit, then he's like, you're out of shots. And then he just punches the shit out of the nightmare until it flies off. And Hiccup still manages to ruin the day, though, because the pillar he was hiding behind is just like this big lit brazier, and that falls over and that like rolls over and knocks over the nets that they threw over some of the dragons they had already captured and sets them free. And the dragons make off with the sheep, and somehow that's Hiccup's fault.
Yeah, that's a lot to put on him just because he was behind the pillar when the dragon shot his fire.
I think this is one of those things where it's like you're already used to defaulting, it's his fault.
Yeah.
So, like, if he was on scene at all, it's his fault.
Well,
if he wasn't on scene,
if he stayed locked up in the forge where he was supposed to be, he wouldn't have been behind the pillar, which the dragon wouldn't have shot it with the fire.
Fuck these people.
So,
yeah, maybe somebody else would have. Who, yeah, you know, that's a lot.
So Stoic sends him back to the forge, and he commiserates with Gobber there. And Gobber's like, well, it's not what you look like they don't like. It's what's on the inside that they can't stand.
Fuck these people.
Brian woke up today and chose violence, everybody.
Not because these people are the same people like fucking in Rudolph Red-Nosed Reindeer and shit.
Yep. That
Rudolph wasn't shit until he did something for him. Then he was, nah, fuck these people.
Yep.
I agree on that one.
Yep.
So,
I mean, yeah. But if I just spent the last 2.5 hours fighting a dragon with my bare hands, and then some little shit runs through, and it's the boss's kid, too, and I'm just like, it's fucking piece of shit.
But that's the thing. Again, it's the, some little shit runs through. Like, he didn't just start knocking things down. This wasn't him pushing over a tower. But
if he would have stayed put like he was told.
Maybe. There are dragons burning half your village. Why would this one thing be his fault?
Also, why would it be safe to stay inside buildings he said at the beginning are very, very brand new?
Yeah.
I just think it would have been cool if we got to watch Stoic actually punch a dragon to death.
Yes.
Sure.
And you just slap a headlock on that. The elbow coming up a bunch of times, and then he just stands up covered in blood, and he just starts crying and has to walk away. Like, I think it would have made
that was dark.
Deeper fan.
Yeah. No one kills a dragon in the entire movie.
No.
Nope.
They can't have that.
The dragon at the end.
Bradley killed that dragon.
The dragon queen / alpha dragon does eat one.
And, that's true.
And then it kind of kills itself.
A couple.
Yeah.
We do get to see its head implode.
Didn't see the body. No on-screen death.
We'll get to that one in a sec. All right, so now his dad's like, he calls a war council. He's like, we got to go find this dragon nest. We got to destroy that. So we're going to leave before winter comes to do that. And
again, apparently.
Yep. And so Gobber has to train a batch of new recruits. And Gobber talks Stoic into letting Hiccup train to learn to fight dragons.
So again, why I say fuck these people. Mm-hmm. In that fucking council. Yeah, was it like, who wants to come with me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or is that later?
No, that was here.
Yeah,
it was who wants to come with me? And they're like, and he's like, well, whoever stays here has to watch my son. And then they'll raise their hand and go, fuck these people.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So,
Yeah, again, especially because you have not shown us that he himself is that destructive on his own.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to need you to just go ahead and come in on Saturday. Kind
of So... now Hiccup goes off into the woods and he finds the Night Fury he shot down. He brought a dagger to kill it. It's all tied up.
His shit worked. That's all I'm saying.
Yep.
It totally did work.
And nobody believed him either.
Yep. And so he's ready to kill it. And then he's like, I can't do it. So he cuts the dragon free. So, this Night Fury here stands up, throws him against a rock, screams in his face and takes off flying. But it can't fly so well because it's missing a tail fin. So it crashes back down.
Criticism number one.
Yeah.
That would not prevent you from being able to fly like that.
Yeah. That's one where I use the James Cameron defense of how everyone's they can't, both of them could fit on that door. He's like, well, then I would have made a smaller door. So now, he comes back and he's... He's about to tell his dad that he can't kill dragons, and he doesn't want to learn how. But his dad, who doesn't listen to him
at all, fuck these people,
is like, you're going off to train, and I'm not going to listen to whatever you have to say. We're going to make a Viking out of you yet. You start tomorrow. Take this axe. I'm leaving.
I'll come back. Yeah. Maybe.
Maybe I'll come back.
He does say that too.
Maybe. Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
And now
I think it was much more of a, I might die.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. That wasn't
just abandoned.
Yeah, that wasn't an abandoned thing, because if that was the case, he would have put the kid on the boat instead. No, that was we're Vikings. We might not come back from this. So
that'd be like, okay, prove yourself. You're coming with us. Mm-hmm. You're going to kill the nest.
Or you're going to be bait. I don't care which.
End this.
So it cuts to the next day, and now we're training to learn to fight dragons. We're fighting a Gronkle.
Not a Grendel.
Nope. It's this little fat dragon thing. And
a confused looking yep. fat dragon.
Wow. And it looks like a turd. With bumblebee wings.
Tiny little wingalings.
It's a war potato.
It is a war potato.
And yeah.
It is a dragon bumblebee.
It's got it's got six shots. You know, and you know, first lesson.
It's a Grundlebee.
Grundlebee.
It is a Grundlebee.
You need a shield because you know it protects you, and apparently, if you make enough noise, it distorts their vision.
Sure,
that's a thing.
Yeah.
I mean, it started confused, so the noise just makes it worse.
I will also add that that helps with your argument about that wouldn't prevent them from flying. Like, it's their world. I don't know how physics work. Yeah.
But essentially, like, you know, when your shield gets destroyed, you're out, and the dragon also stops fighting you.
Yeah.
Which, you know, is important in a sec. So now Hiccup fucks it up, and he's about to get bit, and Gobber comes in with his hook and grabs the Grunkle and shoves it back in its cage. And he's like, dragons always go for the kill. Except never mind they don't. The fact that it just blew all those kids' shields up, mm-hmm. and you know, they ran away and it didn't do anything.
Maybe it thought they killed. He's just like, oh, their shields. Maybe it thought those were like their heads or
something. Yeah. Oh, he's dead now.
I got him.
It's too much noise. He couldn't tell.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No, I'm sure that was just more of a, like, he shot at them. He probably would have gone back for the kill, but he was doing other things. Mm.
So he's like, why didn't the Night Fury go for a kill? He muses to himself. And, you know.
I like how Joe narrated
that. Yeah. Thinking the same thing. Yeah,
So now we have the beginning of many scenes of.
Sorry, Joe, you have to do the voices every time now. Okay. You've set a precedent.
I don't even know what I did, but that we have.
You started putting me to sleep.
You didn't even get a fun story.
Tell me a story.
Well, Joe. Like, you gave like narration to it, and Rob somehow assumed that meant you did a voice, and now that's what you're doing. I don't know. Go for it.
So we get the first of what I of a montage of scenes, or a collage of scenes that I call dragon diplomacy.
Yeah.
Where he starts off, you know, he sees the Night Fury and he's like, I'm just going to draw a picture. You know, just sit there and sketch it.
In the voice.
I don't even know what the voice was.
I don't know. Just the voice of the dragon. Or actually, I think we're supposed to be in the head of Jay. Hiccup. Yeah, Jay. So you have to do it in his voice.
I will not ever, ever. After the goon, like, it ruined Jay Baruchel for me that I can't not see that character.
I haven't seen that.
You watched it for the podcast.
Okay, that's that?
Yeah.
What did he play?
He played the guy that was just constantly, like, humping everything and just, like...
I don't remember.
He played like the worst character.
Tell you know.
Yeah. I'm envious that. Because that's it. That's with me forever and it's just gone for you and I'm jealous.
God damn it.
Meanwhile, like, you know, Joe, what did you do at work today? I don't know. But anyway.
This scene was cute as shit, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't read my own handwriting.
Well, basically, just, yeah, it's a lot of him learning about this dragon and getting to know it and learning about dragons in general. Find out, like, you know,
and they eat fish.
Dragons love apples.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, he finds out they like fish, so he brings them a fish, and then he realizes he can't fly because of the tail things, starts doing something mm-hmm. about that.
So here's another fuck these people moment, though, because he goes back, mm-hmm. and this is where they learn about the dragon manual, and like, Fishlegs has already read it. Astrid read it the once that she needs to. Huh. All the other kids are like, why read words when you could kill stuff the words are about?
America.
Yeah. So it's just, you know, a Hiccup with the dragon manual. Mm-hmm. It has all these dragons in it, and it's always like, very dangerous, kill on sight. Yep. Very dangerous, kill on sight. All the dragons.
By the way, we're changing this format of the podcast. We're actually going to be a book club now and not watch movies. We're going to read books.
Yeah. Anyway.
Start with Ghostbusters.
That was a book?
Very Dangerous, Kill on Sight.
the Ghostbusters themselves.
Dan Aykroyd, very dangerous killer.
Herkimer. Herkimer Diamonds.
Stop farting.
There is a weird bit of editing here where, after the first training, he goes off to hang out with the Toothless, and then he comes back, and that's when they're eating, and I missed. Was it raining?
Because
he's suddenly wet. I wasn't sure why.
I might have missed
that part. But and then they leave him with the book. Everybody leaves, and he's left with the book.
Oh, sorry, it was raining outside. Yeah.
And then we okay. But then we cut to him coming to the table with the book late at night, and it's like, what? Why? What was that? It was just a weird edit bit.
Mm-hmm.
Just wondering if maybe something was cut out. I don't know, but
I think it was just trying to show that he's studying hard. He's going for speed. He's doing this.
Also,
stuff.
That
he's all everyone, alone in his time of need.
That
is true.
It was.
Everyone left him, including Gobber.
But it's not like they showed it like he stayed at the table reading all night. He comes to the table with the book.
From, I think, the other table he was sitting at.
Yeah.
Finishing his dinner.
But that would imply that it got much later in the time it took him to walk from one table to the other.
I don't know.
It's weird.
He could have been studying the dragons that were in the ring, too. Who knows? He could have taken that book and...
Could have had a bait break after.
Yeah, he might have just been jacking it.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like maybe something was cut out.
Got his own jabber.
Just drawing dicks and all the dragon illustrations in that book.
It's like, apparently no one's going to read the book, so I'll just put dicks over it.
Wait till later when he finds out if he scratches in the right spot. He can get them all to drop and can draw dicks all right on their face.
This will show Astrid my true feelings.
Well, what's funny, too, is the next generation that has to read that book is just going to grow up believing the dragons all have giant dogs.
They're not all giant. Some of them are quite petite.
Fair enough.
What do you think makes the Night Fury so aerodynamic?
Low drag,
tiny dick.
I do like how they gave Toothless the big giant eyes like Gizmo
or Stitch.
Stitch.
Stop farting.
That wasn't me this time.
It's not even the smell. It's starting to sound like a Howard Stern episode.
Starting? I think we passed that a long time ago.
Next day at a dragon training, we find a natter, and we learned that dragons have blind spots you could stay in. And this natter, this little dragon, it's just like, I could just knock this whole goddamn maze down, and I'm going to do that. And again, it's about to kill... Hiccup when Astrid saves the day, but she's pissed. She's like, Hiccup, you're useless. Get the fuck out of here. He's like, fine, I'll go see a Night Fury. I'll bring him a fish.
Well, no, this is one where I'm kind of on their side because he's asking all these questions during the training.
That's true. He's trying to learn about
the dangerous dragon firing at him and shit.
Yeah.
And he's just like, what about the Night Fury? And my thought is just, you remember how you guys have dinner and talk about things after the class?
Yeah.
Shut up and ask him that.
It's it's a movie. It doesn't happen unless it's on the screen.
Well,
he gets
time saving match. I get it.
He gets closer to the Night Fury here, and he brings it a fish, and he has to take his dagger out and kick it away. Which with the Night Fury, suddenly all right, that's cool, and he goes up to sniff the fish and opens his mouth, and he doesn't have any teeth, so he's like, huh. Toothless, and there's his name, but suddenly a whole bunch of serrated teeth just pop out and he snatches the fish up and starts eating it.
I'm not sure any animal exists that has teeth that work like cat's claws. Was a weird
okay.
Don't sharks
do they
sharks
well their whole
the next
gums,
row
though.
Of teeth will pop up as their teeth fall out.
I think they're biting, it's just their lips go back.
Right.
So let's all get together, write this company, and tell them that they've done their dragons incorrectly.
Inanimate.
they've done their animated dragons inanimately. So they have to scrap everything.
Anatomically incorrect.
So
was what my
fix
brain
it for the live action.
Inanimate.
All right,
John, you're our reptile expert.
There's lots of
two
animals
dicks or what?
That Definitely two dicks. Yes. So, so that so his illustrations would have been completely
so
wrong.
So those of you doing the rule 34, half of you are correct.
Yeah, most reptiles have what's called a hemipene. It is a penis that is split into two parts.
Two-headed dragon. Double that?
No, because it's just still one body.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, if it was one dragon head with two bodies.
With two bodies, then you got four dicks.
Now.
You got a stugulate.
You got a quadro dick.
Would it be
the one head with two bodies? I want to see that thing.
Would it be a quadrupine or would it be a bihemipene?
No, because they'd be two separate bodies. So it'd be each one having a hemipene. So it wouldn't be a bihemipene.
I think I have a more important question that'll settle the argument here. How many reptiles have a particle cannon in their stomach?
How many listeners have turned the thing
off? Like, I don't think the fact that his teeth retract is a big deal. Yeah.
All of them?
There are,
it's scary.
There are creatures that have extra sets of jaws and like the moray eel
has pharyngeal jaws.
Alien style, another mouth inside its mouth.
And don't, it can just push its gums down.
Well, also, at the very least, don't a lot of snakes have like the teeth that fold
back?
Snakes,
they fold backwards.
Yeah. I mean, they're not going in like claws, but that's.
But certain snakes, don't they have the back set of teeth too that'll kind of like pull things into their mouth?
Yeah. Teeth it's in the middle of their
snakes. Yeah, they have, there are rear fang snakes. Yeah.
Those just are there.
Yeah, they just kind of stick out all the time.
There's that crab that has teeth
still
in
angled
its stomach
a little bit.
That it just a growl.
I could fully believe
so
that
awesome.
It could just like push its gums down over its teeth.
Yeah, it's not.
I don't know what purpose it would.
Again,
maybe they gum each other when they're about to do
aerodynamic. Aerodynamic.
It's got little like scrapey plates in there that sharpen its teeth when they.
Sure.
No,
it's a dragon.
I did read something saying that like they thought of it doing that because of its laser blast, basically, like to not destroy.
So you don't blow your teeth out.
Yeah,
it'd be a pretty good idea.
Yeah.
I mean, every time I think he had his teeth bared when he did that, but that's
because you know, like, he wouldn't be burning his gums off either.
Yeah. Again,
but it's to make the dragon cuter.
It's also realistic as a dragon is. So yeah,
it was.
And yeah, he's adorable.
Yeah, I'm sitting here watching this movie and like Toothless running me on my cat. So I'm like,
Now around this point, I noted I'm like the animation for this movie is fucking beautiful.
Oh yeah,
like
absolutely.
What's on the screen might not always be the most aesthetically pleasing, but like it's. Like, it looks beautiful.
Yeah, design choice is different than its actual quality. But I was actually noticing this time more kind of the opposite. Because it is really good. But, like, in my head, I am now comparing it to, like, How to Train Your Dragon 3, which has advanced so much past this.
Yeah.
So I'm noticing little flaws. It's all little shit. Like, just, you know, some shading bits and things like that. But... It really hit me this time. It's like, I remember thinking how amazing this looked when I first saw it. And now I've seen so much newer, better stuff that I'm just like, I'm
but
noticing
now,
these things.
Now compare that, though, to the effects from Ghost Rider. So which one?
Why do you ask questions you already know the answer to? Like,
I'll tell you right now, I'll compare this to Quantumania, and this is still better.
Yeah, this is better than Quantumania.
Yeah. But...
All right. So, how you befriend a Night Fury? After you've given it a fish,
teach it to fish.
Next time, you remember to bring another fish with you because it saw that he didn't have a fish now, and it's like, oh, all right, here's some, and just regurgitates it.
So, is that like a fat chat fowl?
No, he was trying to give him food.
What about the part where he's like, fuck eels, I'm not going to eat that thing that you brought for me.
It was probably poison. I mean, there's got to be a reason they don't eat them.
Yeah.
You try
bright colors.
Other dragons did like the eel, though.
No, that's not true. They all hated it.
They all don't like the eel.
Well, so even when he threw it to that other dragon?
That's how he got it to
away.
Okay.
And the way I interpreted that, I joked about this at the time, but the way I interpreted that is the dragon... / fish equivalent of a cucumber. So when you throw a cucumber for a cat, it's
pickles.
Like, or pickle, whatever. But, you know.
No, pickles and are good.
It might have just been because the eel was smoked and all the other fish were not cooked.
Mm. I mean, that could be too. But.
All right.
Although, yeah, it was brightly colored. That was a good call.
So
whoever said that.
Yeah, he has to take a bite out of this, this regurgitated fish. And then, you know... Toothless here, he wants to make sure you you swallow and not spit. He watched while it was in his mouth until he swallowed. And then afterwards he was like, "All right, good. I'm gonna go use my fire breath to make a like an ashen little warm bed to lie in," which I thought was friggin' adorable.
That was cute as shit too.
Yeah, he, like, went in a circle and scorched the ground.
Like his breath is like the those not the like the butane lighters that have the blue.
Yeah,
that's like how his breath is.
Yeah. Like the jet flames.
Yeah, yeah.
So now Hiccup does like a stick drawing of Toothless. So Toothless is like, "I can do that too," and grabs a tree and just scribbles, but it's adorable.
You step out that line, I'll fucking kill you though.
Yeah, yeah. But then he figures out he can play him like a musical instrument. Because he's like steps on it and he's like, "Rrr, rrr, rrr." So yeah, after a day of bonding, he earns the honor of being able to boop Toothless's snoot. And
Toothless boops his hand.
Yep. Yeah, that's a day well spent.
That's like a precious memory.
Yeah. Yeah. First time your cat lets you boop his nose, good stuff.
I got on film for one of my cats.
Mm. And we cut to the kids are all on the ruins of one of the catapults. And while Gobber tells them the story about how he got dismembered.
Fun times.
Yeah.
But that's not why they call me Gobber.
But then, you know, Hiccup gets the idea. He's like, "Hey, Toothless, Gobber built himself new leg, you know, like a new leg and all these cool hands. I could build Toothless a new tail fin."
Just take a moment. That is, again, where I will give more kudos to this movie of the, not only is he thinking about, like, potentially, you know, Gobber getting a new hand and everything, but you're also hearing the, "Oh, a flightless dragon is a dead dragon," yep. So he has that urgency and everything.
That's a good point, too.
It's good storytelling.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right, so, he gets his little work montage on, and the next day he comes back with a whole basket of fish to distract Toothless. And it's adorable as hell. After Toothless wolfs them all down, after he throws the eel out, because Toothless hates the eel, then Toothless is like sicking his head in the basket, and I'm like, hell yeah. So while that's happening, he's fighting with Toothless's tail to put this new fin apparatus.
Toothless dies of mercury poisoning.
Yep.
The end.
It's tragic. He explodes. He looks around, smiles at Hiccup, and then his head just blows off. All right, so now Toothless has his new tail fin, and it works, but it needs somebody to operate it, mm-hmm. So he's going to need a rider now.
That's legit a hard mechanical problem to solve,
because mm-hmm.
you can't, like, drill into its tail to anchor it in any way. You just got to strap it, but it's cylindrical, so it's going to rotate all over the damn place.
Yeah, this is where I had some questions on that, like, just the belt, and he's like, "Yeah, that works." I'm like, that won't stay. Oh, yeah, I definitely do, And then similar with the, like, when he has, getting ahead a little again, but, like, when he has the cheat sheet for the different maneuvers, I'm just like, I don't see how or even that you are doing anything other than opening and closing that thing. Mm-hmm. So I don't know how this is working, but again,
Is a classic case for me of the movie has built up enough cred with mm-hmm. the stuff it's doing well that when it does something that I have to turn my brain off, I'm like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
That Tyrannosaurus come from?
Don't care. Yeah. It was the awesomest run-in ever.
Again, this is, if I was just watching this movie and then someone were to ask me about it, I would not mention any of this because it's not important.
Yeah.
But since we are trying to fill time on the podcast, I'll bring it up.
All right. So
So what you're saying is, listeners, we don't value your time.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to pad this shit out.
Yeah. Well, I don't think the listeners listen to this and they're like, "Oh, man, I wish this would end soon.
We have nothing
like,
better to do."
You know, I want the 4AM podcast to be a speed run.
If at this point in the podcast you have thought to yourself, "Man, I wish this would end soon," please write in.
It shouldn't be longer than the movie.
That wasn't longer than the movie.
I'm not going to argue that, but at the same time, like, if you clicked on this thing and you saw that time and you downloaded it anyway, that's, you know, it's on you.
All right.
Thank you for listening.
Yes. Indeed. Moving this along.
We appreciate it.
The three of you left. Thank you for listening.
It's time to face the two-headed dragon, which Hiccup, I thought he bribed it with the eel, but he scares it with the eel and gets it to back off.
Yeah, the first time I watched it, I was thinking the same thing until I realized even when he threw it in with it, it was still cowering.
Yeah,
I was
so scared.
So, which means he left it in like this oubliette where it can't see it. It's like somewhere there's an eel in here.
That is true. Yep.
Things just fucking traumatized.
Yeah. Pitch black in there now.
So now Hiccup basically he turns things around because everyone's like, how the hell did Hiccup just cow that dragon? And he
same
starts
way
learning.
Whoever put them in the oubliettes to begin with did.
Mm-hmm. He starts learning the secrets of dragons because he could interact with Toothless.
And again, this is, again, nitpicking, but this is where I will bring up another criticism of just like, everyone's like, you know, oh, how'd you become this great dragon master and whatever? And I'm like, somebody has to be noticing how weird this shit is. Because like, with the one, he just had like essentially catnip or whatever, that grass. And then he just like rubbed its nose and it was just like happy and laying for him. Like somebody's got to be like, okay, you did not punch that thing in the face.
Yeah.
How the fuck did you make that happen? So they should know something's up.
So yeah, basically we get a montage where he's learning to fly with Toothless. It's friggin' awesome. He learns that dragons like grass and they like scratchies behind their ears. And
they have an off switch under their chin.
Yep.
How about the jizz button?
Yep.
Maybe. Well, they're done. Yeah. I mean, they blow their nut and they're like, I gotta lay down.
Isn't that pretty much your off switch, too?
Oh, I need to take a nap.
Yep.
Why is it internal?
They like chasing light beams like cats.
Like cats,
yeah. Oh. So Hiccup's becoming the cool guy around town, and Astrid is like starting to take notice, like, what is this guy doing? He's
angry.
He's going somewhere else. Yeah, and also he's stealing my fucking thunder.
Yeah, fuck her.
So there's
I mean, he wants to.
Funny little shot where he somehow ends up, like, tethered to Toothless and needs to go to the blacksmith shop to become untethered. And so he's talking to Astrid outside the shop through, like, these double doors. And Toothless is moving around in there. So there's one point while he's talking to her, he just like floats up against the wall.
Everything's
comes
fine
back down.
Here.
Yeah, he's like, everything's fine. It's fine.
Everything's perfectly normal.
Fine. Go, my child.
Then, whatchamacallit, he, Stoic and everyone returns home, not able to find the dragon nest.
I just want to point out, did anyone else think that the flag was like Trogdor?
It was
Trogdor.
Rather Trogdor-esque, yeah.
I also,
I don't think I even noticed.
Since we stopped here, another good bit of their storytelling or whatever is to have that scene work and work better with him trying to get through the village with Toothless. We found earlier an excuse to have basically half the village not be there. So little touches that are just nice.
Yeah.
Well, now everyone's coming home. And while that's happening, Hiccup is out flying with Toothless. And the music and the visuals here is just fucking beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he gets the whole flight thing figured out. It's pretty damn amazing. So now he's chilling with Toothless on some cliff somewhere with some fish they caught. And these little dragonlets show up, and they're like, we're going to get some of that fish. Toothless is like, fuck you, it's my fish.
And I have a photon cannon.
Yeah. So one of the little ones, like, the fish starts moving out of the pile, and it's adorable because the little one's carrying it away. So Toothless and it get into tug of war. Toothless wins, and then the little one's like, I'm going to breathe some fire at you. And Toothless is like, I'm going to fire a photon torpedo right in your thermal exhaust port.
But it's important because this is where Hiccup realizes that, like, that like they have to expel the flames. They can't like swallow them because they'll hurt them if they swallow them.
They're not fireproof on the inside.
Yeah, every single like thing that he learns for like a valid good reason, and it's not corny. It's just natural. It just makes sense.
And at this point, he says everything we know about dragons is wrong.
Yep, because they don't read. And
the little
try
baby
things.
Dragon he gave a fish to.
Yep.
curls up next to him like a cat.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So now we get to the important scene where Stoic comes home and meets with his father. His father's so proud.
Because he plays first, right?
Not, he's about to.
Oh, he's about to.
But
he's the head boy.
Yeah. And he first makes it sound like he knows about Toothless, but he's actually like, you know, do you think you could hide your aptitude at dragon slaying stuff or whatever at me from me?
No one kills a dragon.
Yeah. The entire movie. So
it's called How to Train Your Dragon.
Also, just because we kind of breezed past this, but again, to hear fuck these people, there's a weird point when they first cut back where everybody's like congratulating him, mm-hmm. and he's like, "What? So he's gone?" And like,
"Yeah,
that's true."
Like, yep. What the hell was that?
Yeah,
the
whole he really conversation? Hoped his son was dead. So
he's like, "Is my child dead?"
Well, I mean, he had a moment where you could kind of, and again, credit to the animation and the modeling. You could kind of get a sense of the internal monologue of like, I'm upset my son's dead, but I'm also happy my son's dead. Or he ran away, and I'm like, it's not my problem anymore, but it was my only son, but it's not my problem anymore. It's kind of like, I don't know how to feel right now.
You killed him? Oh, you old coot, guess who? You're that blowjob after all.
Oh, they've had a thing going since his wife died.
Hell yeah.
But like, I feel like either way, like, if I were him and someone was like, you know, hey, out with the old, in with the new, or whatever that guy said, I would punch him in the face. Like, that's my kid. Like, I don't know what happened, but fuck you.
So, speaking of his dead wife, this
puts
bothered
Gobber
me
in a wig and what?
This bothered me because I've seen the second movie, right? So he gives Hiccup a helm made of one half of his dead wife's breastplate. And he wears the other half, you know, on his head. And he keeps her close, you know. So he's wearing, you know, the breastplate is being worn by the men of that family.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. You know, that's kind of funny. And you know me, you know, I'm normally, like, I get mad when the girl's scantily clad or her tits are too big for no reason, whatnot. We get to meet his mom in the second movie.
Whoa, spoilers.
Yeah.
I've not seen the second one.
And her tits are not that big.
They're not.
They're not. Continuity.
Well, that's so continuity. It's to accommodate the layers of fur underneath.
Thank
you, or the padding under.
They have the breastplate because that got blown off when they thought she died.
Or maybe she had a little more weight on her when she lived on the island.
Listen, it's fucking
and when
simp
she went to
here.
Live with the dragons, she, you know, she lost some weight.
Just saying, the one time when I'm like,
spoilers, oh my god.
The one time when I'm like, all right, make the animated girl have the big titties. They don't. The one time where I'm okay with it.
There's something weird going on. Like, Rob got us on track before.
Yeah,
like,
no, it's opposite day up in here.
Yeah, there's something wrong. There's something wrong.
John's defending
there's
it.
There's
so
little
it's
air
weird.
Left no, in this room. Yeah.
What do you have against the boobs, Joe?
Basically, yeah, they did what Disney loves to do, is they retconned the character in the sequel. That's all. She was supposed to be a big Brunhilde-looking woman.
Disney movie? I thought it was Universal.
Yep. Okay.
Yep. Moving on.
Yeah.
He's comparing it to Disney, not saying it's made by Disney.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
So.
Just say yes.
Now it's.
I don't have time. For
the
this.
Next day in the ring, Hiccup wins again. Whatever dragon they're going up against, Astrid is fucking pissed.
This is what I did not get. This part, right?
Because
he knew winning means you have to kill a dragon.
Yeah.
So why did he just let Astrid win?
I had the same thought. The only thing I will give is that at this point, his dad is there. So I think the idea was supposed to be he was like, I can't do nothing with my dad. Well, you know, my dad's finally watching.
The dragon got past Astrid and he like had no choice but to tickle it.
That's possible,
into
I suppose.
Unconsciousness.
But also he's like, okay, I have to save this dragon, right? Like,
yeah.
So if I get it back in the
cage,
it
could be
own,
two.
It doesn't
you know, try and show them.
Although this
is not going to come down and put his like
anything
drill
in
a hole in its brain.
I think he was actually. I think he was going to let Astrid do whatever needed to happen.
So
okay, yeah.
Cool. Now, Astrid's friggin' pissed. And, what you would call it? Hiccup leaves to go find Toothless. He's planning on leaving the town now and taking Toothless with him, which he should have just.
Yeah, did. Fuck these people.
Yeah. So Astrid catches him, and she's got an axe, and she's like got a crazy face on. Mm-hmm. And he's like, well, joke's on you, because there's a fucking Night Fury behind you. So she freaks out. Hiccup has to act as like and a yeah, peacemaker.
It's got a hemi.
I get it.
Oh, wow.
That's clever as fuck.
So she's like, all right, well, I'm going to go tell everybody. I'm going to run away. He's like, well, you forgot. I got a fucking dragon. I'm going to kidnap your ass. Take you to the top of the tallest tree and leave you there.
They just obliterate her. Mm-hmm. She is just dust. I'm sorry.
I want to point out that, it's not that important, but like, they really trust their own arm strength. And it's because the kids are hanging off of everything. Yeah. This
moment, that is true.
I would be fucking dead if I had to hang off a tree branch to save my life. I would just be dead.
I've done it. It's not that hard.
It's like Final Fantasy rules where everyone can hang off of anything indefinitely or jump to like whatever they need to jump to.
If you get the thing underneath your arm, you're in great shape. The whole thing is you can't just grab forever. I'm sure they had to do
less sedentary than this lot here.
You had to do so many pull-ups in gym class. Like, I was never the one that could do the most.
13.
Never the one that can do one.
Any.
One time I did one.
13, three one-armed pull-ups.
But I could hang there forever.
Oh, yeah.
Just holding on.
Yeah.
Yep. Forever.
Hanging I could do, but pulling myself up, no.
This is my Popeye grip.
There it is.
It wasn't until
pull-ups are finished when I get my spinach. I'm John Stanley, the sailor man.
It wasn't until after I started doing throwing discus for the track team that like I got actually kind of strong.
But I did also just enjoy, like, I understand. I guess it's kind of necessary, but he's trying to like talk her down and be like, "You got to give me a moment to listen." Meanwhile,
you're gonna die.
Yeah, her life is in danger. Like, you actively doing nothing, she might fall to her death right now.
Yeah, he knows she's tough. She can
essentially
hang on.
Sure, but that's a big.
I mean, she is badass, but like
in nicer terms, he beats an apology out of her.
Yeah, basically.
And then they go flying together, and it's sweet. And then Toothless all of a sudden gets summoned by this big old dragon. You're like, uh-oh, Toothless isn't in control of his faculties anymore. So they go to the dragon
pissing
nest.
Shitting everywhere.
Just leaving a Duke trail all across the ocean.
Vomiting Dookie everywhere.
They head into the main dragon nest, and all the food that they're gathering is getting dumped into this one hole. And this one little dragon comes by, and it like regurgitates one fish down there. So this big-ass dragon pops up, and it's just like, glomp, eats that thing.
That's where it fucked up, though. Mm-hmm. If it had dropped its fish, like, with the rest of them,
yeah, it would have been fine. Found out. Yeah. Or it just stayed on the edge.
If you're the kind of dragon that's just going to get that little-ass fish, you're the kind of dragon that shows up late.
Yeah. That's true.
Got to set a priority. Mm. Set an example.
So now they're like, oh, shit. This is a big dragon nest. This dragon is going to fucking kill my dad when he tries to come here. So he returns home and, Astrid punches him for kidnapping her and then kisses him for everything else.
On the cheek.
On the cheek.
I can show you the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very...
I can show you a
This beats the hell out of that scene, though.
Yeah, but it is very similar.
Yep. All right, so now it's the arena time. Hiccup has to kill the dragon, and I guess he didn't leave at this point because he realizes like this village is going to get killed when they find that damn nest.
He didn't leave because now he's got a lady on the side there.
He could fly back later to hit that. He could just swoop, grab her, whatever he needs.
Yeah, like a booty call. Just...
Yeah.
You just show up when you're looking for something.
All right. So now he tells Astrid, he's like, whatever happens, don't let them find Toothless. I'm going to go fight this nightmare. And the nightmare comes out. He's all on fire. He's doing his stuff. Hiccup immediately subdues him, and he tries a diplomacy check on his dad. He's like, dragons aren't bad. We just misunderstand them.
Almost one.
Yeah. And his dad's like, intolerance?
But he also did a terrible job with this, because he starts with like, hey, you know our mother's breastplate helmet you gave me? I'm going to throw that inside and say I'm not one of these people.
Yeah.
Like, that's not the way to do it.
No.
First off, like, he should have just walked out there like a man before they even started it. Just like, people, because he was like a celebrity at this point.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
He should have flexed that. Just be like, people, I have mastered the dragon powers.
Yeah. Just be like, watch this.
I would say more be like, hey, you know, I'm going in here. You guys want to know how I've been able to, you know, do all this cool stuff with the dragons?
They didn't want to read that book. They don't want it because he's just like, I have learned. I know dragon magic. This dragon is my pet.
I know that we shouldn't put Brondo on plants because I can speak to them.
Yeah, and just be like, Dad.
He's never had clout, though, before. So he has no idea how to use
it.
Yeah, but he has ridden a dragon through rocks and shit. That makes your balls grow 3 sizes. Like the Grinch.
We almost crashed how big my balls were.
To begin with as chickpeas, that's not...
I do kind of feel like if that's the flex you're going to go for, you ride in on Toothless and be like,
he could have also very well done that. Although they may have tried to kill it.
It's the fucking night here. Yeah, you're flying in the air and you don't miss with your laser blasts. Like, give it a try, Dad.
So now... his dad's like, fucking intolerance. He does something that agitates the nightmare. The nightmare's attacking again. Toothless hears that from way to fucking the next county.
Yeah,
and he's like, I'm coming to the rescue. And he comes in there, starts like, you know, jaw-jacking with the nightmare.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, oh, crap, it's a night fury. And all the Vikings go and capture it. And Hiccup prevents Toothless from hurting any of them.
And just point blank murdering his dad.
Mm-hmm. So now Hiccup's trying to talk to his dad, and he fucking spills the beans on, like, this dragon knows where the nest is. His dad's like, oh, looks like I'm going to, you know, set Toothless to homing, and, you know, we're going to go find this nest.
If you didn't hate me before, now you really and hate me.
He gives Hiccup such a denouncement. He's like, you're not my son.
Yeah, fuck this motherfucker.
Yeah. Like, you ain't fat. You ain't nothing. You ain't nothing.
I could eat you for breakfast.
So now Stoic and everyone else, like, packs up to go to war. And they take Toothless, they put him on the ship, and they got him in this, like, harness thing where he can't move, but he can still, like, beckon with his head for where they have to go.
He's a GPS.
Mm-hmm. And,
a DPS, dragon positioning system.
So now Astrid goes up to Hiccup and is like, you look like you're going to do something stupid. He's like, not stupid. I'm going to do something crazy. I got an idea. Let's go get the other recruits. Let's go get the dragons. Let's fucking put our hat on with the thing that goes boo. And then we're going to, you know, teach everyone how to ride dragons in like 5 minutes. And we're going to go after these guys.
How did he get them to learn so fast?
Also, they just latched on to this whole thing real quick.
Yeah. These kids were assholes.
Yeah. Like
They did stop being assholes to Hiccup, though, once he started being the guy that was winning. True.
Maybe they're still like, because they thought he was murdering dragons.
And that was where I was confused, because I was like, twins like hitting on him. That's pretty, you know, progressive. That's nice. I thought it was a dude.
So, I guess more time elapses than it appears, because they had the sale there. And they were kind of like zigging and zagging and whatnot. So the kids had a little bit of time and then flew there.
Yeah, it's a movie. We gotta keep things going.
They fast travel.
Yeah.
All right. So
we'll fast travel in like some of the training stuff and things like that. We just kind of have to. You gotta fill in the rest, you know.
So they get to the dragon nest, and the plan essentially is 1, 2, 3, get her.
Yep.
Yeah, they're going to fire catapults at the side of a mountain. That's going to crack it open.
Yeah, like, really, because we've seen the giant dragon in the thing. We've seen how many dragons there are there. Mm-hmm. Like, what were they going to do if the big monster wasn't there?
Yeah.
There were so many dragons on this fucking island. Mm-hmm. What were they going to do?
Their plan was a stoic there just goes in the cave and starts swinging wildly, which does nothing.
So when they first get there, I think they see like one dragon hiding.
Yeah.
So they don't have an idea yet until they blow open the wall how many dragons there are. Yeah. Once he blew open the side, and he even said it in advance, he's like, this is going to go to hell real fast.
All hell's going to break loose.
So in my he eyes. Didn't. Yeah, he didn't know exactly how bad this was going to be.
Gobber brought his spare undies.
Well, I'm in a hole full of dragons. I'm going to start swinging, mm-hmm. and they had no idea.
Yeah, that the presumably, big thing was maybe there. He was thinking if they get into the physical nest inside caves, the dragons can't fly around, and they could destroy like the eggs or whatever's in the nest. That would make them then want to leave.
These That's people don't really what I'm betting think on. Ahead.
Yeah, because he says something like that early on in the movie. He's like, if we destroy the nest.
They're going to take the nest.
Yeah.
He's all hopped up on hating his son.
Yep. So, either way, they crack the mountain open. Yeah, and as Brick says, a bajillion dragons fly out. He's stoic, swinging his axe at all of them, misses all of them. And then they're like,
we can fly better than you can swing.
Yeah, they just fly off, and everyone's like, oh, I guess we won. And then this might be the alpha dragon, the dragon queen. I don't know, the big ass dragon.
It's the like leader. Both.
It's the size of a Star Destroyer. It just comes out and it's just
the biggest one.
Yeah. Hmm. It comes out and it's like, hey, everybody, I'm going to fuck up your shit.
This island, your entire fleet. Like,
I have a limited amount of fire blasts, but one fire blast is enough to torch your entire flotilla of ships.
Did they establish that he has a limited?
No.
I didn't think they did.
They suggest earlier all of them do, but we have no idea.
The point is,
most of them
one of his blasts is enough to subdue the entire fleet.
Oh, yeah.
Luckily, Toothless is fireproof on the outside, so he's okay. But, the ships are fucked, so now they're trapped there with this giant thing. They fire their catapults at it. It's like, bitch, I don't care.
It's a kaiju.
Yeah. So... now they're fucked. They're stuck on the island with it. So Stoic orders one of the other Vikings to take everyone to the other side of the island. He's like, I'm going to stay here and give it something to hunt. Gobber's like, I want to die too. I'm going to stay with you. It's time to make the sacrifice.
Besides, Gobber's the tasty one, right?
Yeah.
True. That's the progressive couple. Mm-hmm. Those two.
Yeah. That is true. Yeah. They could have been a polycule.
So now the gang shows up riding on their own dragons and they start distracting the big dragon, and it's pretty cool. You know, you get some pretty interesting dragon fighting here. They're like, let's look for his blind spot. He's like, I got like four eyes on each side. I don't care.
But I like when they first rode in, it looked very much like he was about to say, what the fuck? But they cut away just before he dropped the F-bomb. Anyway.
In this scene when they're flying in, like, Hiccup is like the leader. Like,
captain.
He's like, you do this, you do that. You do
this. He's got this.
Yeah, he was on it.
And everybody had their own thing to do. Mm-hmm. Like, the chubby guy got to tell him the stats of what he thinks it's up to. Yep. The two twins get to, you know, distract it, and then the... other guy.
It's almost as if they had a tactician with them.
Yeah.
All the party members had a distinct role.
Yeah.
So Snotlow ends up on top of this thing's head, holding on to one of its like brow spikes, hitting it in the eye with a hammer.
It had like eight eyes.
Yeah. And it's like, I don't care. Like, it's just, I'll close that eye.
He cared.
It was enough time for the Vikings to get away. Meanwhile, Hiccup, he goes to rescue Toothless. Like, Astrid drops him off, and he's like, all right, time to free Hiccup. I'm trying to free Toothless from this device. Oh, I'm still Hiccup. I'm still fucking tiny.
And the device is like a steel manacle.
Yeah.
And underwater.
So, yeah, the ship starts to sink. Toothless is going under. Hiccup begins to drown. And that's when Stoic, he's like, my time to be a hero. Swims down there, takes Hiccup. And you're like, oh, is he just going to save his son and leave the fucking dragon? No. No, he's a cool guy now. He goes back down, frees Toothless. Toothless is immediately like, fine, I'll save you. Takes him up to, you know, to the surface. Now, Stoic's like, I'm sorry. I was an asshole. I'm wrong about everything. Go kill this thing with your badass dragon. You're my son. Denouncement revoked.
Because you're cool, yeah. I revoke all of the things that I said about you
before.
Fuck you.
It's like, you were cool the whole time. I just didn't notice because I'm an asshole and blinded by pride.
Yeah.
But still go kill a dragon.
Yeah. Go do so this thing like, for me now that you can.
He's
yeah.
like, you want to see something badass, Dad? Check this out. Meanwhile,
he just leaves.
The dragon. Yeah. Great. They're all just like, I don't think he's coming back.
I came here to teach you a lesson, and I think I've done it. Bye!
You just see the foot come down on Stoic.
But I do like, the overall point of this is like, I see the error of my ways, son. You've taught me I was wrong. We shouldn't be killing dragons. Now go kill that dragon.
That one. That one is terrible. Well,
I mean, to be fair, the other dragons were like, no, we're on board with you on this.
I know.
Meanwhile, the big dragon here is just going, super inhaler man is trying to breathe Astrid in.
I have a question for about this scene where he's fighting with the kids, whatever. Does the big dragon have psychic powers over the other dragons?
That later on in the series, I think something like that.
Yeah. It seemed like two of them were flying around. He like, made some sound, and they all got dizzy and like fell over.
Yeah, I don't know if it's full psychic ability, but as they kind of establish it, it basically works like a queen to bees. Mm-hmm. Like I don't know. Yeah, quite how the connection is, but like it can. That's how like it got. Sonic, I think Toothless to you know.
He makes you
direct him there.
Like yeah, and two, scheme. It gets more into that. Where
I believe so.
So, either way, now Hiccup's like, all right, I'm on Toothless. Time to be badass. I'm not going to beat this dragon with brute force, but it looks like it is nowhere near as maneuverable as I am, so I'm going to get it to chase me.
Because so it's like a fucking aircraft carrier with wings. It's so huge.
He like fires his breath at it a couple times, and he's like, chase me. So then,
wow.
Yeah.
You're really big.
Let's see so if you can fly.
Yeah, he's like, let's get into a climbing contest. And the dragon's like, I got winglings. I'm going to chase you. And he starts flying up in the sky. They lure it into a cloud. And that's where I'm like, Night Fury doesn't really have an ammo cap because he just shoots all the fire at this thing. Pisses the dragon off nice and good. And then he's like, all right, want to have a diving contest? Also, parts of your wings are on fire now.
Another question.
What's that?
So, the Night Fury makes a screeching noise. Yeah. Is it its mouth making that noise? Like, what is the noise?
It could just be it moving at a certain speed.
Yeah. I don't. It's not like, super clear.
Like, does he have the hole in his tail the way the Nerf footballs would
It could be, because when he does that like thing, he like curls his wings up, so maybe it's like the air going through the wings.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, that could be.
He might be approaching Mach 1.
Yeah, he might be a Nerf football.
Or his breath weapon is approaching Mach
1. That's kind of what I was originally thinking. Yeah, but
I thought it was like charging his breath weapon at one point. I wasn't sure what it was.
Be cool if, did like the Stuka dive bombers where they put a siren on them. So now, like in every movie, when a plane dive bombs, that you know you hear that wailing siren.
Mm.
I didn't know that's what that was.
Hmm. Yep. Yeah, that was the Germans did make one specific plane as a psychological effect when it dove, it would be like
Dovahkiin.
So anyway, so now this thing's diving after them and it's like, I'm going to breathe all this fire, and the Night Fury turns around and Toothless fires his fireball right inside his mouth as all the gas for the fire is building up. And he's starting to essentially blow up like the Death Star.
Yeah.
Like he's in the beginning stages of his thermal exhaust port being blown up.
Yep.
And then just the most gratuitous explosions is like Night Fury swoops away from the ground at the last second, and this fat ass is like, my wings don't work, my insides are on fire, I'm just going to hit the ground and pop like a balloon.
It's pretty much me going to bed at the end of every day.
He's dead, everyone from the village is dead, that whole island is destroyed.
The sea is on fire.
End of movie.
Can you imagine the smell?
No,
I can't.
Well, just no. Yeah, actually, yeah. It's a lot like this room. Yeah,
get evacuated. Yeah. On impact.
I think that was drawn to the surface. Whether or not it pooped, like
yeah,
its insides were outside at that point.
Just so imagine its head hits the ground, like just compacts like a toothpaste tube.
Fires out the bag. Oh, it's fish paste. All
right, so yeah, now,
not even like out of the normal back, just out of its tail.
Toothless's tail fin thing is on fire, so he can't climb fast enough, so he falls into the fire, and he drops Hiccup. And I was like, oh no, Hiccup's dead. Of course he's not dead. Of course Toothless got that shit, wrapped him in his wings. He's fine. Back to the village of Burke.
Not quite fine.
Well, yeah, you
most
know.
Most of them is
yeah.
For a hot second,
yeah,
it felt like Toothless was hiding him out from his dad.
Yep.
Like, are you still an asshole?
I think he was.
You're still an asshole. I'm just keeping him.
He made him say, I'm sorry. Yeah. Yeah. Three times before he was like, okay.
You remember how you locked me up on the boat and dragged me here? Fuck you.
Yeah, the dragons are actually smarter than
all although, the people yeah, on the show. Again, not to nitpick, but like, how the fuck did they get home?
The old dragons fly them home.
Just fast travel.
They have like hundreds of thousands of dragons.
The other ones came back.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like,
I don't know. I would imagine they came back.
The guy who trains the dragons is out.
I will say
his dragon can't fly.
Back in the day,
the kids had just learned today.
Yeah. Okay. A motivated group of Vikings could build a ship real fast back in the day.
Well, I mean, in all fairness, like the
and there's ship parts all around.
And gotten everyone else on the island to make boats and, you know, send the boats to pick them.
Yeah.
Up,
yeah. So. Could have done that.
I suppose so. Yeah.
Or the more boats from the island could have left already.
Yeah. Yep.
Maybe they swam.
When they flew out.
Don't worry. It wasn't a lonely island.
Maybe legitimately this.
But they were on a boat.
Maybe the dragon thing was just like 10 feet offshore from home. Yeah. The
whole thing. It
was just going around in the cloud.
It was in a cloud. Yeah. It was like, oh, big cloud was there. You know, we just sound made crazy sounds. I just thought it was nothing.
That would be funny. All the zigzags was just like.
It's like one of them's got to like go through their house to get.
Yeah, if like when the big dragon dies, the fog goes away, and there's like, motherfucker, it's right there.
Yeah, I can't see my house.
Hold on.
We went in a circle.
So Hiccup.
I mowed half of that lawn accidentally.
Yeah. Hiccup wakes up in his home. Toothless is in his house freaking out. Toothless is like jumping off the rafters and shit, and he's like, holy crap, Toothless is in my house. What's going on here? Let me get out of bed.
Sting.
Oh, shit. I'm missing a foot. I have a bionic foot now. I got to learn to walk again. I'm going to go outside in the village. Holy crap, there's dragons everywhere. Now suddenly everyone in the village got dragon time, dragontopia. Yeah, it's good stuff. There's shit everywhere.
kind of morbid thought.
There's dragon shit.
Although maybe because you know the village wasn't that green earlier, so maybe they figured out like the dragon turds are helping the crops grow. Like, but it's pretty good.
That was my first thought for How to Train Your Dragon 2 is just dealing with the massive amounts of shit. It's everywhere.
Where we're getting the food to feed all these things.
I was wondering, like, so the piece of tail that Toothless lost, couldn't have
Hiccup gained.
Couldn't it have found that shit and like made like made part of his harness from it or something like that? You know, it's leather, right? Like,
Spoiler alert: you're getting ahead of yourself.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
all right. So
could be.
Now, basically, he's like, oh, welcome to the village of Burke. It sucks, except for our pets, because we have fucking dragons. And he flies around with his friendos on their dragons and flies towards the camera. And it cuts to the credits, and the credits are fucking cute and neat little dragon drawings. And that's the movie.
Yeah, it's over. But it's not, because we're going to keep pumping these shits out.
Yeah.
Until they stop
diminishing returns, but...
Live action, why?
If they do it They're not going to, but if they do it where it's a completely different story with completely different characters somewhere else with dragons, but no, they're going to...
No, they already... I think they already cast them all.
Yeah, and did you not know?
What?
Gerard Butler's playing Gerard Butler again.
Yeah, of course Gerard Butler's playing
fucking like Gerard Butler. Yeah, but it's like that level... Really? Yeah.
He has gotten pretty vast.
But the point being is any hope of them doing a completely different story kind of goes out the window when you have the same character playing Gerard the same Butler. Character.
More like Gerard Waiter, right?
I'm fucking tired of these live-action remakes of already established things that were good. So, like, you're just going to make them, at best, they're going to be as mediocre. Good as the original.
It's seriously, it's like they were like, hey, Disney, they keep doing this. So, like, you got Lion King? We'll show you one. Like,
I can think of, like, One Piece, I think, is the only one that's worked so far.
I'm sure that's not the only one, but, like, we're getting off topic. Yeah. All right. Let's wrap this up.
Yep.
So, on RottenTomatoes.com. Chris gave this a score of 99%. Audience gave this a score of 91%.
Nice.
That's their thoughts and opinions. What about you and yours, Joe? Since
it's an A. Like, the movie has dumb stuff, but, like, it builds up so much credit with the stuff it does right that, like, I don't care. It's a good, fun time. It's an awesome setting. While the dragon designs could be better, they work for, you know, the movie. And the one dragon they had to get right, they did. They knocked out of the park. And Toothless is awesome. And, you know, all the other characters are pretty good. The village is kind of like, fuck those people. But, like, you know, it still works. Like, whatever problems I have, I can look past them for just flying around on a dragon's fucking cool. Mm-hmm. The movie captures that. And, you know, the points that the movie has to get right, it does. So, yeah, I'd give it an A. Solid A.
Okay. John.
Yeah, I mean, basically, Joe summed it up pretty well there. Like,
it's
a movie based on a kid's book made for, you know, kids to be family.
I didn't realize it was a baseball book.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I mentioned that earlier, but okay.
No, I, yeah.
My biggest thing would have been I would have liked to have the character designs be a little bit less cartoony and a little bit more realistic, but I understand why they weren't. What's not to love? I love fucking Vikings. I love fucking dragons.
John fucks them all.
I fuck everything.
He loves bipedes.
But especially dragons and Vikings.
Especially dragons. Yeah.
Specifically.
I would give it... It's pretty close to an A+. It's a solid A.
Brick.
What the hell is wrong?
I don't know why you're laughing so much.
Because he's bracing for impact for whatever you're going to say.
No, something else. But anyway.
Pretty much exactly what everybody else said. It's an A. I don't really have any problems with it.
Brian.
I hate this movie. No, I'm lying. It was a good movie. It was good.
It gets me every time.
My only complaints about the movie are, like, just the people in the movie, like, fuck them people, but, like...
Yeah. When they're given the opportunity to get over their ignorance and progress, they do.
Yeah. I liked how everyone kind of had something. The dorky kid, you know, the one that was... You know, the book nerd, they all had something to do. I do wish Astrid did a little bit more, but, like, whatever. It was good. I liked it.
I said before, it was well written. Like, you were just talking about, like, a lot of even the smaller characters did have their own part. Yes, Astrid could have had a little more, but again, being based off a children's book and being a children's movie, like, it did more than most do, so I can't fault it too much. And it's just all around, it is a good movie, so I would recommend it. Rob?
I commit very few films to memory.
Apparently.
I mean, this is also not one of them. I forgot.
T-Rex.
This is a fun-ass movie. It's fun. I enjoy the world. I don't think the people are as awful as all the rest of you guys. But, it's a good time. I enjoy the dragon flight sequences and all that stuff. And Night Fury is a cool concept. So, yeah, I give it an A.
How do you feel about the female version of the Night Fury? The Light Fury.
It's not. I do that yet.
So I
wait.
Don't,
is that real?
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well,
it's not
movie,
a spoiler. It's on the poster.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It was like
he hasn't seen the poster yet. He's been waiting.
That's true. Brian doesn't watch any of the promotional material.
That's true.
I wasn't even getting into that. Just making a joke.
I think I'm okay with the Light Fury. Earmuffs, Brian. Because she has like the camouflage, right? She looks like or something.
She has spots, I think.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's fine. Mm-hmm. Cool concept. Mm-hmm. All right, you're good. You're good.
Poke him.
Okay. Ow, he was gone.
All right. Really jammed the fingers in there.
So overall,
it's touching brain.
We're gonna recommend How to Train Your Dragon.
If I had to recommend anything else. Just for the part where the giant dragon explodes, just watch that news clip where they attempt to dynamite the whale on the beach to blow it apart.
That is exactly what happened.
That goes horribly wrong.
At least they'd have something to eat for a while.
No, that was already rancid.
The lady got a new car out of the deal, I guess.
It terrified the wildlife for a while, though, afterwards.
You know. Fuck them.
Yeah. They're like, are they going to do that to us?
Yes. But with our cars. You're smaller than Phil. Whose turn is it to roll?
I rolled last time.
I have not.
You started
while.
Doing something. I don't know.
Should we let Greg roll?
Sure.
Do we roll for him?
I mean,
I think John might have kept track, right? Or...
Oh, I've been keeping track, but at one point Rob was just like, because Brian wasn't here, and then John came in, like, it just became nonsense. So, Brian did it last time. I don't know who the hell gets it now.
If you want to start keeping track, just start a new cycle with Tony. All
right. That's what we're doing. Okay.
Choose your ball. Choose a
hold on a second. Hold on a second. So, are we going to incorporate advantage and like, disadvantage on the moving this roll? Okay.
No. We're too dumb.
6.
Uh-oh. How to Train Your Dragon 2.
You guys want some more Nick Cage?
Oh. Yes. Too bad!
Is it Johnny Mnemonic?
It's...
No. What? We already did that, and that's not Nick Cage.
Oh.
Fuck.
That's National Treasure.
Oh, shit.
Listen, I don't really remember this movie.
I got a feeling I'm going to get mad. I've never seen it, but I feel like I'm going to get mad.
That seems like a safe bet.
I've seen it once, but I will say a lot of people like this movie.
It is... What? I mean, it's fine.
Tony just
I think it's inoffensive for me. Just like a fun, nothing fluff movie. That's how I see
it's
it.
It's Indiana Jones for millennials.
Yeah, basically. But it's got Nick Cage... And
for millennials.
Spoiler alert, I'm pretty sure he just punches him up into the face in this movie.
I mean, that wouldn't be the first time, and it's not going to be the
last time. I know, but it's like a Disney movie, so you know, it's different.
You sure you're not confusing him with Wicker Man?
It's different, I guess.
No.
Okay.
I'm not going to say he drop kicks.
What's this vampire movie?
Vampire's Kiss.
Vampire's Kiss, okay.
Yeah.
Did we do that one?
No, but we need to.
Yeah, he does a lot of things to women in that, but I don't think he punches any one of them directly in the face.
Thank goodness.
They're all worse, but...
yeah. Trying to remember.
He also eats a live cockroach.
Yes.
So join us for National Treasure. Does anybody have anything else before we adjourn?
I'm going to go dream about riding on dragons.
Forming the beast with two backs, as they say.
They could probably fish with the dragon stone.
Sure. Thank you guys so much for listening. We appreciate it. We love you as always. Have a great one. We'll see you next time.
Adios.
Bye-bye.
Deuces.
I mean, how else would they have fed themselves on these fish?
Good night. There we go.
Hey everybody, thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed the episode, please subscribe, and if possible, leave a review. If you have questions, comments, or would like to sponsor an episode, email us at the4ampodcast@gmail.com. And if you want to support the show, you can buy a t-shirt, hoodie, and more at Teespring. Or gain access to exclusive content by becoming a patron at patreon.com/4ampodcast. Thanks again for listening. See you next time.